CFNM examinations are humiliating and exciting, aren't they? You're naked? I'm not. You're erect, embarrassed, and exposed with no choice but to comply with my demands. I'm enjoying myself, instructing you to stroke your cock and show me the full length of your cock. Surely you can make it bigger than that measly number. Stroke it harder, faster. You're so turned on as I crouch in front of you and stare at your dick critically. You're also terrified you're going to come and spray your spooge all over my blouse. You alternate between trying to get your dick to grow and slowing your stroke enough to keep yourself from going over the line. I measured your disappointing erection one last time, shaking my head and clucking my tongue. It's a pity, I say. You're not bigger for your exciting evening. Not only will you be naked, but you'll be letting everyone at your CFNM party know how underwhelming your cock is, too. Everyone? What do you mean, everyone? CFNM party? You croak, feeling a sudden grip of fear. Your cock follows suit and droops. I laugh at the sudden deflation of your erection. I pick it up with my thumb and forefinger, and I break out laughing, which makes it spring to attention instantly. Your cock is a temperamental little thing, isn't it? My girlfriends and I will have fun playing with it. I point to a platform and tell you to go stand on it. You will present any part for inspection upon command, and you will allow any woman to touch you in any way she pleases. Tonight, you're my CFNM plaything. You're my naked male toy, and you will perform well, or else you'll not only be stripped in public, but you'll also get striped in public with my paddle on your naked ass. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.